So I was saying like this. Again, what's the reason most... Let's first deal with the reason most cosmos Kol Mitzvah Hashem. So what does it mean? How are you going to remember Kol Mitzvah Hashem, right? So... Yeah, okay, so how does the reason most cosmos Kol Mitzvah Hashem? So you could say, I mean, if you wanted to dismiss the question, you say it doesn't really mean it's Kol Mitzvah Hashem. It means... It reminds you of Tcheles Shemayim, and yeah, that reminds you of the God and the mitzvahs and all that stuff, you know? See, but what I think is that this Chazal, or this Rashi, is telling you now. And that's the point of this thing, is to tell you that it really means Kol Mitzvah Hashem. I mean, that's why it's doing this whole thing of Tayyag. The whole, again, how exactly it works out, but in other words, it's pointing you to the fact that it means it literally. The Pasuk, don't just read the Pasuk to be figuratively. You know, it really means it'll remind you of Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Okay? That's, how do you reflect that? By showing and building in Tayyag into it. Tayyag means Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Alright, so how is it possible? I could have been to remind you of Kol Mitzvah Hashem, and so it's not possible, right? See, but what I think is that it could be that this mitzvah reflects the derech of Kol Mitzvah Hashem. Okay? The derech of Kol Mitzvah Hashem. That in this mitzvah contains the derech of the whole idea of how mitzvahs function. Okay? How so? So, let's look into Mitzvah Sitzis a little bit, okay? So Mitzvah Sitzis, basically it's doing is, you have a baguette, okay? You have a baguette, and you take your baguette and you make it into baguette mitzvah, right? Something like that. Okay, now, so the question is, what's a baguette? Okay, let's look at what is the basis, so what is the function of baguette? What is baguette? Right, I mean, the Torah is taking baguette and saying, take your baguette, don't relate to it like a baguette in the normal way, but make it baguette mitzvah, right? So you have to look at what is Beged. What's the primary identity of Begadim? Okay, so it would seem, you could come with a lot of different answers, but it would seem a good way to look at it is where did Begadim come from? Okay, where's the first place you have Begadim in Torah? Bereshis. Right, by Adam. By Edu Keirumim Him. Right, and since Edu Keirumim Him, so God gave him Begadim. Right? That was Begadim. So you see Begadim, it seems from there that the primary function of Begadim, because they weren't necessary really before that point, so it seems the primary function of Begadim is for man. Man has a certain guilt or whatever about his instinctual, and man covers up his instinctual. Right? That's what Begadim does. That he, so to speak, he denies, hides his instinctual nature, and thereby functions as an Adam. Okay, and that's what the world does with Begadim. A person feels, you walk around naked. It's like your animal is showing. You know, it's like you feel embarrassed. That's why it's embarrassing, because that's you face your instinctual nature. So if you feel, you feel guilty about being naked or being ashamed, that's what it's a shame. So in Beged, a person's doing is he's covering that up. In order to function as a human being, you have to cover it up. Okay. Now in Mitzvah Sittis, is that could be Torah saying is that it's not so simple. You can't just. That's not really a method. That's what Torah saying. You can't just cover up your instinctual nature. It doesn't work. You can't just other religions, they just like deny it, they cover it, they repress it, they don't face the fact that they have a sexual nature. But what we do is, what Torah holds is that the way you control your instincts is that you direct them to Chachma. Okay? Your Beged, it's true you have a Beged, but your Beged is a whole halachic entity. So the way in which you cover up your instinctual is through involving yourself in a whole world of the energy, involving your energy which exists in this world in a whole world of Chachma, in a whole halachic system. So the Beged of a Jew is not just a Beged just covering up the instinctual, but the energy of the person becomes rerouted from the instinctual to the world of mitzvahs. Yeah, the world of mitzvahs. And that's in general mitzvahs. So mitzvahs is a person, like you see, for instance, a guy's Torah Asim Nasa. Right? So a guy's Torah Asim Nasa. So it's Pater from mitzvahs, in general. Okay? So you see, in general, the highest level of, the highest activity is Limud Torah. Right? And the person is going to be learning all day long, and you have mitzvahs. But why do you have mitzvahs? Why do you have mitzvahs for? So apparently a person, a known person, isn't Torah Asim Nasa. So a person has his energies in this world. Right? He has his energies in this world. So insofar as his energies are in this world, so what the Torah does is it directs him, controls him, directs him, and Lavmi controls him, controls those energies, and doesn't allow him to express himself freely, but it controls Sabbath Chachma. And then Asayis, he acts, his actions, which he does in the world, are also guided Alpi Chachma. So that's what mitzvahs do, basically. I mean, that's the derech of mitzvah, the mitzvahs of the mitzvahs, the system of mitzvahs, as opposed to Talmud Torah. I mean, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, but the derech of mitzvahs in general is that it takes a person's energies in this world and it directs them al pi chachma. So that's all his actions are guided by that. Okay. So when he puts on tzitzis, he's saying, I'm not just going to cover up my instinct. I'm not going to deny that it exists because I don't have it. No, I have it. But I'm gonna cover it up because I realize instead of pursuing the taiva, I'm going to cover it up with an entity of mitzvah, an entity of chachma, and I'm gonna pursue the chachma and the mitzvos rather than pursue the instinct. So that's a certain kind of covering the instinct, a certain kind of controlling it. We're not just controlling it, but it's saying I'm gonna involve myself in something far greater. So my actions, which I do in this world, are actions which I direct and guide. I'll be a whole system of chachma. So that is the kind of garment which I use. Okay? A garment which is not just a covering, a denial, but it's a garment which is an involvement. My clothing itself is an involvement in chachma. And that's important because it's showing that is the way, that's the method of controlling the taiva, is by involving your energies which you have in the world of chachma. In the world through mitzvahs. And that's what the mitzvah is, that your actions, which you do, are going to be al pi chachma. Okay? So, right, and that's why it's specifically, it's a different garment. See, that's a specific mitzvah tzitzis, that it's a different garment. That's why it was important that tzitzis is a part of the garment itself. It's not just a separate thing we just put on. We have a normal garment like everyone else, we just cover up our instincts, and then we just put on tzitzis. No, it's a different garment. And his garment is the denial. Like the guy's garment is denial of his instincts. Okay, our garment is a recognition of the instincts and recognizing that we have to involve our energies in something greater. Okay, and that's what mitzvah tzitzis reflects. And that what I'm saying is that is really the derech of kol mitzvos Hashem. It's not Hashem. It's not the limud Torah in the abstract. It's true. In the mitzvah tzitzis contains tcheles, because that's part, a component of the chachma, which our garment, which we're controlling our instincts in there by involving some chachma, ultimately it all goes to chachmas Hashem. But the mitzvah tzitzis reflects the derech of mitzvos, because the derech of mitzvos is that type of a thing, is how we control our instincts in this world, through in our actions. So therefore it brings to mind, that is like a model of the derech of kol mitzvos Hashem. Okay, kol mitzvos, as opposed to just reminding you of Hashem. So reminding you of Hashem means it's just like it's bringing to mind the abstract ideas of Yichud Hashem. So that may also be true through tcheles, but there's something in mitzvah tzitzis, it's a constant, and it's constant, part of it is it's on your begadim. So in your very beged, which is what a normal person relates to as a human being, that's how he relates as a human being, the reflects the way the Torah deals with that problem. Is what do you do with your instincts? We direct them towards the world of Chachma. So that's reflective of, it's a model, a constant reminder as a model, and you see it, and it brings to mind that's the matter. You understand this, it brings that to mind, and that's the derech of Kol Mitzvos Hashem. Okay? And that's why, so what I'm saying is that the Chazal, the fact that it's doing this, as it's saying, is that Chazal are trying to bring out, or Rashi, I guess it's Chazal. Shkul, I mean, that's Rashi's interpretation of the Chazal. Shkul Kenei Kolmitzis is that he's trying to show you that it doesn't just mean it figuratively, it means it literally. And the way he does it is by showing you that he shows you how in tzitzis you really have a reference to Tariq Mitzvahs. You know, and those are the parts of tzitzis. That's why I'd say the strings, I wasn't saying, you're saying maybe, you're saying, but I would say without the tzitzis part, the strings is the substance of the thing, and then the knots reflects the idea that the strings are a part of the baguette. That's what Ksharim reflects, that it's a part of the baguette. So that's what tzitzis is comprised of. It's comprised of the string being, that points to the idea of tzitzis. The knots are essential because you're not just picking any random thing. The knots are because that's what points to the main idea here, is that this is a new kind of a baguette. It's part of the baguette, and thereby your baguette is a new kind of a baguette. So the reference is showing, the taryag is showing you that it's really a reference to Kol Mitzvos Hashem. So that's what Rashi says. That's what Rashi learns. Okay. So the question is like this: is that so? What's the question? So the question: what's bothering Tosfos? I mean, it seems like so. This is created in order to just Chazal are using this in order to show you the idea. So what's the difference? I mean, the Chassid. What does that really make a difference? I mean, like Matt was saying, you know, it's Tzitzis. The real spelling of Tzitzis is with two yods. Now it happens to be the Torah didn't write it that way. Who really cares, you know? But I think what Michael is saying is a good point. Is that see, how do you understand this limud of Tayag Mitzvahs? And Tzitzis in this whole thing. Is it Pshat? So you have two ways to learn it. You could look at it as, the way we're looking at it now is that the Chazal are using this like as, it's like a Asmachta. So it's all using this as a memory device, or to point out to you that when the Torah says, it really means Kol Mitzvah Hashem. It means it. In other words, they understood that it meant Kohen Hashem, but they know that a person may not understand it, so what they're doing is they're using this this device to bring to mind that idea. So if that's what they're doing, then it doesn't really make a difference. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Chas or Yisera, so that doesn't matter. And those ideas, it's just spelled this way, you add 5, 8, and 5, and that's fine, that's the way Rashi understood. Okay? There's no question. If there's a question, there's no question. Who cares if Torah wrote it that way? But it's a hook, it's a memory device, it's trying to bring to mind the idea. See, but it could be what Tosfos held is now. Tosfos held that the chach must it's tying it to tzitzis and it's tying it to the whole structure of the mitzvah is that's built into the chachmas hakasav. It's built into the Torah that, and that's chachmas Hashem, that the fact that it's really called mitzvah Hashem is actually in the Torah. That's why it's using the gemash. I'm saying that there's all infinite chachma in the way the Torah is written. So it's saying that in the way the Torah is written and the mitzvah sittis is constructed, God incorporated a reference to the fact that it really is called mitzvah Hashem. It's not just an asmachta that they're just putting on as like a, you know, this is a nice thing. But he holds that it's really, it's like a, you know, so to speak, like, you know, they say the Torah code, you know. Like it's not crazy, you know. It's like God obviously Torah is comprised of infinite chachma, so the chaseros and yaseros are based upon infinite chachma. I mean, it's not they're based upon the reasons. All these things have reasons, and we don't know. Again, they're beyond us usually, but it's saying is the way Tosfos is interpreting is that that's what it's saying. Is the gematria means there's the whole the way the Torah is written. I mean, I guess that's chachma Hashem is to work out that it's the word is sitzis and the word isn't something else, and that there's 8 and there's 5 or whatever it is. But it's saying that the chachma sakasev has a reference to this fact that it really is called mitzvah Hashem. Okay, but therefore Tosfos says if that's the way you want to understand it, it doesn't make sense that Torah left out the yod. Right? He says the whole idea is that he's saying that included in the chachma sakasev. And then the structure of mitzvah sittis is a way that it points to that idea, but it doesn't. The Torah didn't write it that way. So shouldn't the Torah have written it with both the yasar, right? Both the ziseros, with the yuds there? It seems to be a question on Rashi's thing. If you learn it that way, that's what Torah is learning. So therefore, he says, no, the Torah compensated for that through the lamed. Okay, see, I don't think that doesn't matter. You say it sounds far out. But the realm here is that God... that it's in the Torah. Whereas the Torah is based the Torah incorporated. Chachmas Hashem is that he managed to incorporate it into the Torah this reference. So it doesn't matter if he did it this way, if he did it that way. Or is that a method? I mean, the method of Gematria itself is a funny method. You know, it's not like but it's just saying that it's the infinite Chachmas Hashem is that he incorporated in through the quantities and through all that stuff. That it's a reference to the Kol Tarkula. So therefore, it doesn't matter that it's not that you're going to think of that or whatever, but it's just saying that's a way that it's referenced. It's through the Lamed, therefore it references Tayag Mitzvahs. That's how it's referenced. I mean, but Rashi doesn't bother by the whole thing, because Rashi doesn't learn it that way. Rashi doesn't learn that it's really part, that Chazal are saying that this isn't in the Krah that God incorporated in the Torah that it's written that way. He's just saying, no, it's just, the Torah just says, what's the reason for the Kavod Hashem? And Chazal understood, that really means Kavod Hashem. And Chazal wanted to point out that idea to you by making this reference. Is this Tayag Mitzvahs thing, is it something created by Chazal to point you in the, or you know, by Rashi, whatever, wherever he got it from, to point you in the right to the right idea, or are they actually claiming that the Torah that in the chachma of the cry was incorporated? That's the machlokas. Tosfos goes on later to show, we're going to do it later, but he's bothered by where these five Ksharim come from. The Gemara doesn't say anything about it. But he shows that if you do Tzitzis properly, the way he understands it, all the Chulyas, the seven Chulyas, and all the knots and other things, turns out that there really should be five Ksharim. If you do it properly, there should be five Ksharim. So therefore he says that since the Tzitzis really should have five Ksharim, so therefore the Torah could grab onto eight strings and five ksharim as a reference point to that idea, because that's really the proper way to do mitzvahs, that it will be five ksharim. But he's saying, but it does seem it's not that there's an intrinsic halacha that it should be five ksharim, it's because of the other halachas it turns out that there are five ksharim, and therefore it's a valid reference to the idea of tayag, because there are five ksharim. But it's not just that, I don't think it's saying that's why they made five ksharim. No, they made five ksharim because he works it out, he shows how basically they end up with five ksharim. It's not. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not just because he's going to remember Kohen's Hashem because the Torah said he's gonna. I mean, right. It sort of is, but it sort of isn't. And right. You can't just say it if it has nothing to do with Kol Mitzvah Hashem. But once he understands the idea how it reflects the derech of Kol Mitzvah Hashem, so now when he looks at it, it will bring that to mind. It brings to mind the idea, which is true. It does reflect it. So, but I don't know if he's going to necessarily think, oh, Tayyag, you know. Notice he knows the idea, But according to Rashi, Chazal did this to point out to you the fact that it's called Mitzvah Hashem. But now you have the right idea of called Mitzvah Hashem. You don't have to think of Tayyag. You have to count them up each time you do it. You know it's called Mitzvah Hashem. And according to Tosfos, it's the Torah did it in that way to point to that idea. But I don't think it means a guy's going to think that each time he puts on his tzitzis. So saying, what's the method of through that's derech of the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is basically the method through which you avoid losurach alchayinecha. Limud haTorah isn't the method of avoiding. Limud haTorah is the method of gaining Yedias Hashem. But that's not the method of avoiding the losurach alchayinecha. Because you have instincts. Your energies are in this world, and you're going to be drawn in by certain by your energy. So the derech is the system of mitzvahs, the tariq mitzvahs. It's a whole system which controls a person in every aspect of his life. All his actions are guided by a system of chachma. So lima the Torah is the abstract, but now how your energy is in the practical, in this world, is the system of mitzvahs. So as the Ram says, it's in the last lach in Hilchos Tzitzis. So it says, Lol Yezar Mitzvah Sittish, right? Because of Shakla Vitalaba Kala Mitzvah Skulam. Shnemarisa was also Khatam is Kala Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, so Shakla Vitalaba. So, because what's Shakla Vitalaba? So, Shakla means it equated it to them. So, Shakla is seen it equated to them means we're saying it's that this mitzvah is reflective of the whole Derech of Kala Mitzvah. Okay, so that means it's equal to it. It means it contains the idea of Kala Mitzvah. But what's Vitalaba? So, I think just Psha Talaba means that they're totally in it. What does it mean? Because it says, "Risam losos chaytem kamatz l'shem asisam osam." Then how are you losurach l'avchon erechem? So how are you going to do all the mitzvahs and not stray? Because you see your mitzvah, because you see your tzitzis. So it's really toloi in seeing your tzitzis is that which will make sure that you do the mitzvahs and you don't stray. Right? There's actually that other Rambam. I call mishiyesh lo tzitzis berosho tefillin, right? Tefillin berosho v'mutav lo shlo yachta. Right? So you see that also. That's apparently that functions. That's at least there are other things also, but that's bringing out that role of functioning to prevent the person from chayit. So how does it work? But it could be it's important that idea that if a person has the wrong idea, that if he thinks he's covering his instincts, you just deny them. So then you're gonna fall prey to them because it just doesn't work. And it's not true. You can't deny them. They're really there. So you're really just pretending they don't exist. But then they're gonna catch up to you. So you're gonna end up being a chotek. But the only way to really control them is to recognize their existence. And recognize that there's chachma, and that you have to involve your energies in the world of chachma to redirect the energy towards the world of chachma. So it's only through having the right idea in mind that you're going to be able to keep control over your titles. So that's what I'm saying, is that you have a constant reminder of that idea of the proper way to relate to your titles. You have to recognize them and realize that they have to be sublimated to the world of chachma. You know what I mean, so it's saying through doing that. Then, you'll remember the idea of Mitzvah Hashem, and then you'll be able to do it. But if you don't have the right idea, then you're going to end up caving in certain instances because you don't recognize the taiva, you're just denying it. So then it's going to end up, a situation is going to come upon you where you're not ready, you're not armed to deal with it because you don't have knowledge of the taiva, and then you're going to end up getting taken by the taiva. But it's through having the right idea in mind that It exists, but you're controlling it because you have an idea also by Chachma, by a world of Chachma. That's the derech of controlling them. So it's saying, by constant reminder, it sits apparently as a constant reminder on your Baghdad of that idea. You know, that's what it's telling. It doesn't mean every single time, but it's saying, that's like the Rambam says, that is what prevents you from sinning. That prevents you from sinning. That type of thing prevents you from sin, because it causes you to recognize the right idea of the instincts and of how to deal with it.